know, I think there is some truth to that, Mark. I mean, the fact is, if you're in our business, in the broadcast business, and you get a 7, 8, 9, 10 share, like the great one gets, you're a rock star. But in politics, you got to have 51%. So there is a little bit of a higher threshold. But the real reason I left broadcasting, especially filling in for El Rushbo, was every time I'd go out in public, somebody would come up to me and say, hey, I know you. And I thought, well, that's pretty good. And they'd say, yeah, aren't you Mark Stein? I'd, okay, that's it. I'm done with this stuff. I'm going into politics. That was the final straw. There is some truth to that, though, in all seriousness, because, you know, it's sort of like the Reagan rule. You got to make certain that you can get what's done that is possible. I mean, it's like Bismarck's dictum. Politics is the art of the possible. And so you move the ball down the field in increments. Where in the, you know, the punditry business, you're talking in grand philosophical swipes, and it's very important because you have to have a foundation for what you're trying to get done in government, but it's not the same. Well, nowhere more so than right here in Minnesota, a state that the president only lost by 44,000 votes. This is one of those swing states for the Senate, the last firewall of freedom, as I say, and the president in 2020, where we're going to need to flip a state or two in both the Senate and for the president in order to keep this going. But in Minnesota with Ilhan Omar, part of the squad, we are seeing all of the traditions come under attack. It's really quite remarkable. Out in St. Louis Park, they wanted to eradicate the pledge. Enough folks stood up and said no. They had to reinstate it. So I do think there's a change in the dynamic, Mark, where in 2018, Trump was on the ballot for the Democrats, but not really for us. We could talk, as I did, as a member of a very productive session of Congress in the 115th. We could talk about what was at stake in 2018, but people couldn't palpably feel it. Now they see it. They see trying to turn this economy into Venezuela. They see abolishing ICE. They see abolishing or banning air travel or private health insurance. It's all out there now, and I do think the Nixonian silent majority is starting to rise up.